MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 15, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy near 70, high tide Gloucester Harbor at 12:21 p.m. The North Shore is gearing up for Hurricane Lee, and our North Shore Today post has a slightly different look as we report on what local and state leaders are doing in preparation for the storm. Forecasters say we will have tropical storm force winds likely to impact the North Shore, mainly areas closest to the shore. Below on the post, we have details on several actions local and state leaders want you to know. The governor will be holding a press conference today. We have details on what Salem is doing ahead of the storm and information from Gloucester City officials on steps to take prior to severe weather. This morning, Hurricane Lee was 500 miles away, but still a Category 1 hurricane. The North Shore will not be impacted by hurricane-force winds. However, with a tropical storm warning, residents will want to take steps for wind and rain. The rain could begin sometime after midnight tonight. Utility companies are concerned about possible tree damage that could result in power outages. The city of Salem is considering banning nip bottles. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the city council was asked to push Salem's licensing board to discuss a ban on the single-serve alcoholic bottles. The town of Rockport's affordable housing project had a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday. The Gloucester Times reports that at the celebration at 5 Granite Street, Harborlight Homes showcased its completed affordable housing project. The complex will feature 17 senior units and 6 townhouses. There were 500 applications for the housing lottery for this site, indicating the significant need for affordable housing. Governor Maura Healey is seeking an additional $250 million to expand the state's emergency shelter system due to the surge of asylum seekers. The governor also deployed the National Guard earlier this week to help provide services. The Daily Item is reporting today that the North Shore Animal Hospital has reopened. The business first opened in 1982, but it closed in December of 2022. Dr. David Dunn started the business at 1 Neptune Boulevard, and now his son Peter has reopened the business. And Newburyport is offering an indoor alternative to stormy weather this weekend with its 19th annual Newburyport Documentary Film Festival starting Friday night. This is NDFF Media Representative Brian Greenberg with a couple of venues that offer viewing indoors from the elements.
As long as you can get here safely, you can park yourself at the firehouse, and maybe if it's nice enough, you can walk up to the other venue is the screening room on State Street around the State Street and Pleasant Street. It's called the screening room. It's a smaller venue. Mm-hmm. But we also have showings there, and sort of, so you always have a choice of two films. So the first thing to do is maybe stop at the firehouse and pick up the festival guidebook. It's about a 35-40 page booklet that has short synopses of all the films. And you can get a feeling of what topics, resonate best for you. They might be at the firehouse or they might be at the screening room. And then online, of course, you can see all the same and pick which films you want to see. But you can also just, if it's not sold out, it's usually not sold out at the firehouse. But the screening room, is a small theater, so it could sell out. Mm-hmm. So you might want to get tickets in advance. Otherwise, you can just go up to the door and buy your ticket at the door as well.
All right. And I'm going to mention that the best place to go if you're hearing this to find out about it is nbptdocufest.org. Again, that's Newburyport, nbptdocufest.org, or just Google Newburyport Film Festival and you'll get right to the site.
Right. Yes. If you say Newburyport Documentary Film Festival, you will see the site pop right up.
That's Brian Greenberg. Find our complete post about the festival elsewhere here at msonewsports.com. One traffic note, the summer tunnel is closed this weekend.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber!
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.